Scientology. Scientology was included in this study since it has recently become widely publicized, especially because of many celebrities that play a major role in its beliefs. Its founder, L. Ron Hubbard, had a specific 26-point plan for world peace. Like the name, Scientology is as much a science as it is a religion. Many reports claim Scientology techniques are those of authoritative hypnosis and might be dangerous. Scientology does not preach or impose a particular idea of God. Rather, people are expected to discover the truth through their own observations as their awareness advances. Scientology practices auditing individuals by employing a device called the E-meter. It passes a small electric current through the body and measures changes in electrical resistance. Scientology teaches that individuals are immortal souls or spirits called thetans and are not limited to a single lifetime. The E-meter is believed to aid the auditor in locating subliminal memories of incidents of past events in previous lives. In such Scientology publications as Have You Lived Before This Life?, Hubbard wrote about past life experiences dating back billions and even trillions of years. Contrary to Scientology beliefs, Christians believe we are appointed to die only once. Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Because of this belief, among many others, Scientology is not considered a Christian sect. The main intention of an auditing session is to remove charted incidents that have caused trauma. These are believed in Scientology to be stored in the mind, clouding it from experiencing reality. The intent is to uncover the sources of such trauma, believing that re-experiencing it neutralizes it and allows for proper functioning. Hubbard believed that his E-meter has such sensitivity that it can measure whether or not fruits can experience pain. He claimed in 1968 that tomatoes scream when sliced. Can you imagine if everyone had access to an E-meter? Who would want to hear their vegetables suffering at the dinner table? Seriously, if real, these voices are nothing but Satan and his demons. The devil knows how to stumble the weak, giving thoughts and ideas that confuse. He also knows the nature of man, since he has studied him for centuries. If Satan can ultimately have man believe he has lived before and will live again in countless lives, a false sense of security is produced. Whatever mistakes one makes in this life can be fixed in the next. No real consequences, no fear of judgment. This is supposed to lead to world peace. Hubbard defined Scientology's aim as a civilization without insanity, without criminals, and without war, where the world can prosper and honest beings can have rights, and where man is free to rise to greater heights. L. Ron Hubbard's 1964 publication of Scientology, Plan for World Peace, describes what he sees as a 26-step workable solution to bring about world peace. It includes Step 1. The plan requires all governments to be persuaded to turn over all atomic weapons, stocks, and control of atomic manufacturers to the United Nations at once. Step 2. To persuade the United Nations and all governments to select a site for and construct an international city, preferably in North Africa on the Mediterranean coast, where its communications line can easily be globally centered. And step 3, to persuade all governments to remove their capitals to the international city. We need not go into all the details described in the remaining 23 steps. At the time of this writing, 47 years has passed, and the first step has not been accepted as a pivoting point toward world peace. Probably because anyone who believes the United Nations can bring world peace is sadly ignorant of its many shortcomings. It would be hard to imagine in modern times, even with the internet and social media, that a few men could control the world from one location very distant from their home countries. Many people naturally rebel when asked to obey authority. Actually, this modern age has escalated into the day of people's rights. With everyone demanding rights and ignoring responsibilities, tensions constantly heat up, bringing more and more violence daily. What else could we expect, as the Bible says, we are living in the Laodicean church age, the last church age? The very word Laodicea means the day of people's rights. So what would the world look like with a few men controlling it from North Africa? What would the leaders be like? Will the men be like Gandhi or Osama bin Laden? Would they allow your religion, or might they call it hate-filled or tolerant? Can we honestly see peace as a product of this type of system? How can men, who can't even control themselves, bring world peace to you and I? Let us conclude. I vision a large, elaborate, round building with the most advanced technology known to man in the very center of the earth, somewhere near the pyramids. Inside the round building, we might find many different areas of workstations with giant monitors, allowing these leaders to see and control everything in their countries. At any given time they feel necessary, they could mobilize their country against their bordering countries. Even worse, they could join forces with other countries against smaller ones to accomplish their intended desire, very much like large corporations buying all the smaller ones to gain more power. I can picture every leader with a device, much like a controller on a video game. They are watching and controlling the very people or subjects that they represent. Literal wars with literal people fought on a screen. They may look at each other and even smile when experiencing victory. It changes, however, when another leader is a little better on his controller. Once upon a time, they may have been allies, even trading arms with one another. They have now become enemies. The very nature of man is laden with pride. Many desire power to rule larger areas, eventually encompassing the entire world. We have in our short lifetimes witnessed prideful and powerful leaders with this desire come to devastating ends. Proverbs 16, verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Sadly, their pride has also caused the death of millions of innocents. It is very difficult to envision world peace with this type of a system. It is again man trying to find his own way back to God without having God supernaturally change his nature. Their fruits are the same as always. Even if the E-meter is powerful enough to erase the negative past experiences, the end result is still always the same. Consider if your past mistakes have been erased from our minds. How would we then learn from them and avoid repeating them? Scientology is known to have many wealthy, affluent followers. They include celebrities who are continuously in the news. A quick observation reveals some even refuse to talk to one another, and they don't try to hide it. How can they ever guide the world to peace with this attitude? Maybe the E-meter could be redirected from the tomato screaming to the leadership screaming. But we don't need the E-meter to detect it. We can watch it on the internet for ourselves. We can drug people up to keep them nonviolent. We can sober up others to keep them nonviolent. We can use 12-step programs, E-meters, psychology, hypnosis to try to reform the personality, or can we plead with God? Does he have something more? Might their efforts be better directed pleading to God for the supernatural change necessary to be citizens of the new earth, where there is world peace forevermore?